Audacity. Antigua's foreign minister wants the African matter there left alone by other races on the island. This is the Monday Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards. Antigua's foreign minister Chet Green has told Caucasians, Arabs and other residents and foreign-born nationals they should stay away from the African issue. Observer Radio continues to follow that matter. Here's Shemaine Big Charles.
Green said he saw a number of foreign-born citizens protesting against the African refugees. But he says these Africans have more rights in Antigua and Barbuda than any other foreign-born citizen.
But I saw some photographs, and I saw a Caucasian lady leading the charge against Africans being in Antigua and Barbuda. And I said, no matter how long you may live here, no matter what role your father might have played in the politics of this country, you can't claim to have more right than any African in this country. You can't. And so to the Caucasians who are getting involved in this matter, for the Arabs who are getting involved in this matter, and to any other ethnicity or ethnic group, keep out of this one. This one will concern you. You're gone a little too far in terms of meddling in this one. And then to the black people of this country, I say to you, you can't be so hateful of your own. Everything can be politics. We can't throw a lifeline to Syrians when Syria is blowing up and not have the same kind of attitude of concern and support to Africans who we all know exist in some conditions that they're trying to flee from.
And that's Foreign Affairs Minister E.P. Chet Green. After arriving into Antigua as batches of what were expected to be tourists, it has come to light that many of the visitors, particularly those from Cameroon, are apparent refugees fleeing persecution in their homeland. The government has offered the West African visitors legal status to remain in Antigua, along with an offer to repatriate those who wish to return home. However, based on reports from several of the visitors, it remains to be seen just how many will actually choose the latter. The decision has come under intense criticism from the main opposition, United Progressive Party, who called for an inquiry into the matter. They held their first picket outside the Prime Minister's office last week Tuesday.
In St. Lucia, a senior citizen said to have been killed by a 15-year-old. More details from HTS News Force.
The Ministry of Equity, charged with oversight of the Boys Training Center, has affirmed its full cooperation with law enforcement officials in the matter of an active investigation by the Royal St. Lucia Police Force into the death of a senior citizen, allegedly involving a ward of the island's primary juvenile rehabilitation center. On Friday, January 27, 2023, about 6 p.m., police received a report of a homicide at Kazaba. On arrival, the unresponsive body of 78-year-old Marcelina Alexis was discovered with an apparent stab wound to the neck. The major crime unit of the Royal St. Lucia Police Force has since charged a 15-year-old male from Cantonment Oji for causing the death. He is remanded in custody. A statement from the Ministry of Equity reads, quote, the ministry wishes to reiterate its position of full cooperation and disclosure, even as it seeks to protect and secure the image and reputation of the BTC and that of wards in its care. It must be noted that over the years, the BTC has made tremendous strides in providing a safe haven and rehabilitative pivot for scores of male wards who run afoul of the law. End quote. The Ministry of Equity says a more comprehensive statement will be provided as full details come to hand.
Antigua and Barbuda on Friday participated in the drafting of a resolution which was adopted by the Permanent Council of the Organization of American States, OAS. ABS had more on that issue, focusing on the Haitian situation.
This country's ambassador to the OAS, Sir Ronald Sanders, played a lead role in drafting the resolution on the unfolding crisis in Haiti. Now, Sir Ronald participated in a special meeting of the OAS's Permanent Council on the matter today. The resolution called for renewed support for security, humanitarian assistance, inclusive, free, fair and credible elections and a democratic transition in Haiti. Sir Ronald says the situation in the French-speaking CARICOM nation is grave.
We are troubled by reports of collaboration between some politicians, members of the private sector, with some of the criminal gangs. If indeed these reports are true, they do not bode well for a swift end to the rule of crime and terror that now overwhelms the country, especially its law enforcement agencies. We are also worried, Mr. Chairman, that Haiti no longer has an elected legislature and that its judiciary is dysfunctional, that there is no oversight or accountability by those who form the government is unhelpful to the building of national confidence and national consensus. This situation should not continue.
On February 8, the United Workers Party, UWP, held a protest rally outside the parliament in Roseau, pressing for the Dominica government led by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to help enable electoral reform. Those at the protest included the president of the UWP and former UWP leader Lennox Linton and former MP Danny Lugay. The two were interviewed on the subject by OSA Radio.
Well, before we get to what today will turn out to be, let's talk about what today is. The Parliament of Dominica is meeting after the sham elections of the 6th of December for the first time. And this is what the Prime Minister told us was his reset. So he has reset the cabinet. Now the reset Parliament from the sham election is meeting today. Remember, we were not supposed to have had any election in 2022 without reforms. The reforms were on their way. $650,000 of the people's money was spent. So Dennis Byron had advised the government that after being with it since the 1st of September 2020, he now had a plan going forward in terms of implementation. The government set it aside, and now they're coming back to it. But interestingly, in this reset parliament, first meeting, 11th parliament, first meeting, there is absolutely no mention of any reform, any legislation to facilitate reform. So it's important that the people are out here. Why? Because the process of election belongs to the people.
Let me ask you very, very quickly. Do you think you will ever see election reform coming in Dominica?
Yes, yes. There will be electoral reform in Dominica because the people, no matter how long it takes, will insist on having a process that is fair and is fit for the purpose of delivering a fair and just result. Government of the people, by the people, for the people, with the vote of conscience of the people.
Let me play devil's advocate. You are optimistic as Lennox is?
Well, to me, it's not about being optimistic or being pessimistic. Earlier on, you asked me if I'm satisfied with the numbers. Ken, I don't mind being here alone because it's something I believe in, and I'm seeing the numbers are growing, and you know that's good enough for me. What we're dealing with is a serial offender of Dominica's constitution, Dominica's laws, even his own words he's violating. So the people must, and we don't have a choice. And even if it's two people, I'll be one of those two.
How can the opposition and the rest of Dominicans who are not satisfied with what is happening, how able will they be to have him decide that he's had enough, and other people who probably can do a much better job should be in there?
Ken, I just have to remind you of the last time we came out here. There was some proposed legislation which Skerrit pulled back. So it is clear that Skerrit responds to numbers 1 and 2. People who are vociferous and insist that certain things must be done in the parliament. I was in the parliament at the time. I said to Skerrit, Skerrit, you scared. You pull back the piece of legislation. He shake his head.
I want to hear you on that.
On what? You want to hear me on what?
At some stage, people can actually tells Carrot, look, you have to go, you have to let some other people take over and do a better job. You think that will ever happen?
No, it will happen. The country belongs to the people. Now, we can say our electoral process has been hijacked, because it has been from since 2008, going back there. And the people will recognize that they cannot keep the electoral process in the hand of one man who is using it for the purpose of maintaining himself in office.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup. I'm Ken Richards.